Dellingpole, XR activist's doorstep David Attenborough. By James Dellingpole on October 27, 2020. The revolution always eats its own, as veteran eco-activist Sir David Attenborough has just discovered. Despite his relentless pushing of the global warming scare narrative on his BBC and Netflix documentaries, Attenborough has just been doorstepped by Extinction Rebellion as punishment for not being sufficiently extreme. Attenborough had made the mistake of criticizing Extinction Rebellion's aggressive, disruptive tactics on a TV breakfast show. XR responded by invading the 94-year-old's privacy. According to The Times of London, asked on BBC Breakfast about Extinction Rebellion's actions, such as blocking roads, railway lines and newspaper printing plants, he said that when campaigning for change you have to be careful that you don't break the law. Extinction Rebellion criticized the naturalist's comments at the time, saying that history showed lawbreaking had helped to achieve important reforms. Activists decided to go further by confronting him at his home in West London at lunchtime on Sunday. Four women and two men knocked on his door in the hope of opening a conversation with him. They left behind a letter and some gifts after his daughter told them through a window that she and her father were not opening the door because they were shielding from the coronavirus. They urged him to rethink his position and recognize the role nonviolent civil disobedience plays when communicating to your global audience. The items left included an olive tree bearing photos of environmental campaigners who had been murdered. The activists also left him a so-called starter pack containing information about nonviolent civil disobedience. Priggish, patronizing, impertinent, and away with the fairies. This is all entirely typical of XR's passive-aggressive tactics, couched in terms of caringness but actually unpleasant, disruptive, invasive, inconsiderate, and lightly menacing. You'd almost feel sorry for Attenborough, were it not for the unfortunate truth that of almost all celebrities you could name, probably none has done quite so much to push the green agenda than the veteran BBC Nature documentary star. Time and again, see here, here, here and here, I have reported for Breitbart on his outrageous and misleading claims on his TV shows, which use seductive nature photography and whispery voiceovers to advance what is essentially a hard-left political narrative. He can hardly complain when the monster he has done so much to create attempts to devour him.